And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 6th of April, 2025. April 6th is Fresh Tomato Day. The tomato descended from the wild tomato native to Western South America. These wild tomatoes were usually about the size of peas. The domestication of tomatoes traces back to the Aztecs and other Mesoamerican peoples who used the fruit fresh and employed its use in cooking. Tomatoes were brought to Europe through the Spanish, and they became a regular feature of Spanish food. In other European countries, the tomato was met with skepticism because of its acidity. The tomato was even nicknamed the poisoned apple because it was believed that it caused aristocrats to get sick and die after eating them. Wealthy Europeans of that time used pewter plates, which were rich in lead. And because tomatoes are so high in acidity, the fruit would leach lead from the plate, leading to lead poisoning and eventually death. But of course, tomatoes give us many health benefits. Lycopene, an antioxidant found in tomatoes, has been linked to reducing the risk of heart disease by protecting blood vessels and lowering cholesterol levels. Vitamin C and other antioxidants in tomatoes help boost the immune system and protect against infections. Today, there are up to 10,000 distinct varieties of tomatoes. They are delicious cooked as in soup or used as pizza toppings. They can be blended into a healthy drink or simply consumed raw. How do you like to eat tomatoes? Today is the birthday of Marianne Sullivan. Marianne Sullivan is a lawyer and teaches animal law at Cornell Law School. She has served as a chair of the American Bar Association's Animal Law Committee and the Committee on Legal Issues Pertaining to Animals of the New York City Bar Association. In addition to a number of articles about animals and the law, she is, with David Wolfson, the author of a trilogy of articles on farmed animals and the law. She has spoken at numerous conferences and animal law-related events throughout the country and internationally, has served on the board of directors of Farm Sanctuary and the Animals Agenda, and currently serves on the board of Animal Welfare Trust. She has formerly taught animal law at Lewis and Clark Law School, NYU Law School, Columbia Law School, Brooklyn Law School, and Cordoza Law School. She is currently the co-host of the award-winning weekly Our Hen House podcast and the host of the Animal Law podcast. It's also the birthday of Regan Russell, born on this day in 1955. Regan Russell, a woman from Hamilton, Ontario, began to campaign for animal rights when she was 24 years old with her first protest against seal culling taking place outside a government building in Winnipeg. Filmed in 2012 while protesting against marine land, Russell said, "People say we're breaking the law. How do you think women got the right to vote? How do you think slavery was abolished? People stood up and broke the laws because they're stupid laws." On June 19, 2020, Russell and six other activists from Toronto Pig Save held a pig watering demonstration outside Fearman's Pork Slaughterhouse. It was on this day she was fatally run over by a pig transport truck. Activist Varun Verlin released a short film about Russell titled Killed for Compassion, which was shown at the 2020 International Vegan Film Festival. Sean Munson, director of Earthlings, released a documentary about Russell titled There Was a Killing. And here is a portion of a poem for today by William Carlos Williams, an early martyr. Rather than permit him to testify in court, giving reasons why he stole from exclusive stores, then sent postcards to the police to come and arrest him, if they could, they railroaded him to an asylum for the criminally insane without trial. Let him be a factory whistle that keeps blaring, sense, sense, sense. So long as there's a mind to remember and a voice to carry it on, never give up, keep at it. Unavoided, terrifying to such bought courts as he thought to trust to, but they double-crossed him. An Early Martyr by William Carlos Williams. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder, so long as there's a voice to carry it on, never give up, keep at it.